Tablet 17. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. Genesis 4, verse 8. Cain could not understand these things. Therefore he, or any lost soul, started wondering why he was so miserable, while Abel, a wise person, was so happy and joyful. Cain talked with Abel and tried to understand the reason for this difference, but he could not understand it. Therefore, he became jealous of Abel and killed him. That is how lost people feel about realized humans or prophets. Cain could not understand his own dharma. Instead of looking within himself to find out his own abilities and source of happiness, he looked for them outside of himself. So he did not find it and started to blame others for his suffering. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Genesis 4, verse 9. Cain denied his sin to the Lord. And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Genesis 4, verse 10. But nothing can be hidden from God. He knows everything happening in his universe. He made this universe in such a way that he is able to know all things going on through his angels, the universal mind. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Genesis 4, verse 11. Cain will suffer even though he denied what he did and thought he could hide his action from God. It does not matter how smart anyone thinks he is in hiding his sins. God will know them, and the result of all actions will be received by the doer, unless he repents and corrects himself. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. Genesis 4, verse 12. Not only do your actions affect you, but they also affect the whole universe, and so disasters and famines are a part of the reaction of the actions done by humans. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Genesis 4, verse 13. Now Cain did not want to accept the punishment of his actions, and he felt it was too great. That is what everyone feels. Each person thinks that he suffers more and has greater problems than anyone else. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me. Genesis 4, verse 14. When the burden of karma becomes too heavy, then man completely loses his touch with God. He becomes a homeless and lost soul, who does not feel that even the earth is his home. Such a person can be hurt by others easily. That is exactly what the false ego is. It does not feel itself to be a part of the universe, but feels separated, lonely, and vulnerable. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. Genesis 4, verse 15. It is true that Cain was cursed and lost, but it is not any man's duty to judge and or punish another human. It is only God and those in a state of very high consciousness or pure consciousness, sons of God, who can judge and guide humans. Therefore, if anyone inflicts a punishment on another person, he will suffer sevenfold for what was done to that other person. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. Genesis 4:16. Again the human went further away from being in the presence of God by committing more sins and crucifying himself. This is exactly how the law of karma works. As man creates samskaras, bad actions, or breaking the dharma, he will separate himself more and more from God. Races on earth started to be mixed with one another, and dwelt in the land of Nod. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived, and bare Enoch. And he builded a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. Genesis 4:17. The words to know his wife means to cleave with the other part of the human and to become complete. Therefore, Cain was with his other part as his wife, and the result was Enoch. Intermarriage between races started. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mehujael, and Mehujael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech. Genesis 4:18. The use of generations in the Bible is for showing that many years passed after the creation of Adam, and humans became more and more separated from God. It took a long line of birth and rebirth until God started to select some to lead others to the straight path, or until he could see the defect of those humans who had failed and could then do something about it. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other Zillah. Genesis 4:19. By marrying two wives, Lamech created a strong karmic link with these two women. They became his soulmates and or twin flames. And Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. Genesis 4:20. Cattle keeping became a profession. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handled a harp and organ. Genesis 4:21. Earthly music was born. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Nama. Genesis 4:22. The importance of brass and iron was recognized. And Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, Hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. Genesis 4:23. Lamech had slain someone and confessed his sin. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. Genesis 4:24. Because Lamech confessed his sins, no one should judge him for his action by hate. If that does happen, he will be avenged 77 times. Therefore, the person who is aware of his sins is in a much higher place than the person who denies his sins.